Poetry Rocks, Tool 21, The Visualist. So we've been talking about form and shape and the way that you can arrange your words and lines and stanzas. And in this tool, we're going to focus in on a particular form and shape by talking about concrete poems and prose poems. And the purpose is to add to your form and shape repertoire by learning about both of these, if you aren't already familiar with them. And for a background, you've been working with these arrangements, and you've seen that working with words and lines and stanzas gives your poem its visual shape, from a tidy sonnet to a Cummings-like free-for-all. But since at least 325 BC, poets have been playing with visual shape poems or visual poetry, also called concrete poems, in which the poem's actual shape mirrors the subject matter. And the poem I mentioned by E.E. Cummings that intertwines the word leaf and the word loneliness in a vertical falling pattern on the page is an example of a kind of a concrete poem. So if you haven't looked at that one yet, I have the link so you can check it out. And as I talked about when I spoke about arranging words and I talked about my poem Funhouse, concrete poetry, or poetry where you play a whole lot with the arrangement of words on a page, really is a type of visual art. So if you think about our journey, we started off with these three kinds of ingredients. The first kind was our content ingredients, and then we focused on our sound ingredients, which are ingredients that please our ear, and we're ending up with our third group of ingredients, form shape, that have to do with our eye. And these are poems that, without looking at them, we're going to miss a huge component of their charm and their purpose. So I just want to point out the difference between poems that we mostly see and poems that we mostly hear. And one of the most widely known concrete poems is George Herbert's Easter Wings. This was written in 1633, and you'll have a chance to see it because it's in your tool, of course. But it really is shaped like two sets of wings, and the poem is called Easter Wings. Lord, who createdst man in wealth and store, though foolishly he lost the same, decaying more and more, till he became most poor. With thee, O let me rise, as larks, harmoniously, and sing this day thy victories. Then shall the fall further the flight in me. That's the first wing, and here comes the second wing. My tender age in sorrow did begin, and still with sicknesses and shame, thou didst so punish sin, that I became most thin. With thee let me combine, and feel this day thy victory. For if I imp my wing on thine, affliction shall advance the flight in me. So there's one example of a visual poem for you, shaped like wings, that you can check out. And now I want to talk about what you could consider the opposite of a concrete poem, and this is a prose poem. And if you've never come across this, you may never have heard of a prose poem. It is a poem that includes all the poetic bells and whistles. We have imagery, we have figurative language, we have beautiful rhythm in the words, but it's written in paragraph form, not in lines and stanzas. And it really is what you could call the antithesis of a shape poem, but its shape is very much a part of the experience of reading it. And this is an example that sprang from a prompt in one of my classes. It was written by a very talented word player, Caroline Castle Hicks. And I remember when she wrote it, she said to me, I don't know quite what this is. And I said, well, it's a prose poem. And it actually went on to win an award in a publication for one of the best of the magazine. So that's I think it's really lovely. It's called Don't Say. Don't say it's a shame that the last family picture with my grandmother is the one where someone's eyes are closed. Or complain about the squeaky stairs. Why would I fix them when they tell me you've come home? Let's talk instead about the dog and the pointed ear that falls over one eye like tired origami, the click of her nails across the wooden floor, and the nudge of her unpedigreed nose when you sit with your head in your hands. Let's take mugs of good coffee up to the dusty attic with its crumbling old dirt dauber nest under the eaves. We'll sit on the frayed German quilt that survived an Atlantic crossing in steerage and sift through the box of yellowed love letters your parents exchanged. At lunch, we'll laugh at the brazen squirrel who waits by the back door for stale bread, the one we know by his bent tail and the bald patch on his belly. When the kids get home from school, we can go for a drive beneath the leaden sky, past the old barn in the stubbled field, the rolls of hay rimmed in frost. We'll sing with the radio, and despite the grayness, something will remind me of Mother's Day dandelions, of paint-dribbled handprints, of misspelled words and backward S's. Never mind the brewing storm. Just think of the warm kitchen when we all dash in laughing with dripping umbrellas and muddy shoes. Right now, I don't need to know what it takes to be a saint. Let me wonder about the wedding glass crushed underfoot, the dove returning with an olive branch, my body broken for you. When heaven comes, I'll be glad for an end to suffering, loss, and grief. But tell me, there will still be low-slung clouds and beaches strewn with driftwood come to rest, or worn stone benches tucked along a narrow wooded path. Won't I need a place of dappled shadow where I can sit and remember how the light shone through? So now here's what to do. You can pick between writing a concrete poem or writing a prose poem, or maybe you even want to try both. And the most common concrete poetry is poetry where the shape of the poem depicts the subject of the poem, like The Easter Wings by George Herbert. But really, any artistic work that merges visual art with words can count. And I have a link to a number of other examples if you want to check those out, because I really want you to do something that will be really enjoyable and fun for you. And my example is a poem called Novice Potter. And I'll read it for you, and it is shaped exactly like a pot on the page. And this poem came from taking a pottery class when my children were young, and it really gave me a perfect metaphor for my ambivalent feelings when my children's shortcomings and my own reared their ugly little heads. My experience of trying, often unsuccessfully, to mold clay into a pleasing, useful shape was the perfect outlet for these feelings and a perfect opportunity for a concrete poem. So here's Novice Potter. The pots I throw have minds of their own, like my children seem to turn from day to day, now appearing lovely, flawless, proof of competence and worth. Now the work of ungifted hands, a mirror of my slips and limitations, a skill I'm afraid I'll never master, loving fully even when the imperfections show. And now for your reflection. What do you think of concrete poems and prose poems? Write a short reflection on any advantages and or disadvantages you see in each of these forms. And to hone your craft, look for poems in different shapes and forms and study the effect of shape and form on your experience of reading the poem. And as you write your own poems, choose their shapes and forms deliberately.